Hey, it's Maria Saji here. It's April 19, 2020, and you are listening to another episode of Maria the Science Whiz. So, today we are going to be talking about a highly controversial magazine article. So, human intelligence is the result of a race that started millions and millions of years before, resulting in us humans having bigger brains and more complex abilities. So, through the course of evolution, the human race has drastically changed, while our primate relatives really haven't. So now Chinese scientists are saying that they have reportedly tried to narrow that evolutionary gap by injecting 11 rhesus macaque embryos with a human intelligence gene. So geneticist Bing Su, who led the experiment, says this was the first attempt to understand the evolution of human cognition using a transgenic model. So, according to the findings of the study, the monkeys did better on a memory test, and their brains also took longer to develop, like human children. However, there wasn't a difference in brain size. So, the reason this experiment gained so much attention wasn't really because of the experiment itself, but more of the controversy surrounding it. Like many Western scientists called the experiment reckless and questioned the ethics of genetically modifying primates. James Sikala, who is a geneticist who carries out comparative studies among primates, says the use of transgenic monkeys to study human genes linked to brain evolution is a very risky road to take. It is a very slippery slope issue and one that we can expect to reoccur as this type of research is pursued. So, Bing Su specializes in searching for signs of Darwinian selection, which are genes that have spread because they are successful. So, some topics he has researched are the Himalayan yaks' adaptation to high altitude and the evolution of human skin color in response to cold winters. So, the biggest puzzle, however, is intelligence. We share 98% of our genes with chimpanzees. So, what part of our DNA makes us so uniquely human? Like, if we share that much of our genes with chimpanzees, why are we so different from them? What separates us as two species? What makes us so different from them? So that's what Bing Su has been trying to find out. That's his biggest mystery. That's science's biggest mystery, to be honest. Another issue is animal rights. In 2010, Sikala and his colleagues wrote a paper in which they concluded that human brain genes should never, ever be added to apes because they are just too similar to us. So Sue says that he agrees, but monkeys and humans shared an ancestor 25 million years ago. To him, that alleviates the ethical concerns. Although their genome is close to ours, there are also tens of millions of differences, he says. So basically, he's saying that this little experiment isn't really going to do anything. It's just a small differentiation. It's just a small change. It's nothing significant. But Sakila and his colleagues are saying otherwise, that it's going to lead to more things, and it's leading down a very risky path that no one's looking forward to. What do I think? I think this whole situation, I think it's very interesting to think that monkeys could be like us, but it's also very scary and very unethical because it's not natural. It's not how they're supposed to be. I mean, we're the way we are because through the course of evolution, but if we alter the brains of monkeys to be more like us, that's unethical. But it would be very interesting, like, to see what a monkey would be like, to be more intelligent, maybe even communicate with us. There already are very intelligent animals, like octopi, and octopi are very intelligent, and so are monkeys, and so are a lot of other animals, actually, but not intelligent the way we are. But science can change that. Science has already done so many things, especially in the genetics field. Like, we've already cloned an animal. Like, 50 years ago, who would have thought that was possible? So there are many. Science changes every day, basically. It's hard to explain, but yeah, it's just science is always changing. It's always progressing. There we go. It's always progressing. So yeah, we don't know what's going to happen in the next 20 years. If Bing Su and his team are going to do something, it will possibly change everything. So yeah. I think that that concerns should be rightly raised. Like, yes, this is something that people should not be over. I feel like some people are overreacting about this, but I also feel like, yes, there are some concerns about this that I also have. Like, what if animals are not getting treated properly? What if they can't just, what if, and there's gonna be a bunch of monkeys that are like that, like, with that human intelligence gene, they're gonna be, it's gonna be like a whole new species of animals. Like, it's different. It's different. Yeah, that's what it is. And a lot of people are not gonna like it. But I don't know. So yeah, that's all I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in on another episode of Murray the Science Whiz. So come back next week for more episodes.